its expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney. On the field, I know the value of a strong game plan, and in life, I know the value of a strong connection. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate, backed by local folks who are committed to excellence. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry Fiber is the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
I was good until I just heard my friend William Quackenbush say that Ohtani's the greatest player of all time. That'd be Babe Ruth. That's not close. Okay, Ohtani's not in Babe Ruth's world. All right, he's the best player of this era. But I just blatantly disagree with that. Right? Love Quack, but I don't buy that. Babe Ruth is the most dominant force in the history of sports by miles. I mean, all sports. I mean, no one's close. He hit more home runs than all the other teams in the league twice. So I think Ohtani is the greatest player of this era, and what he's doing is incredible. But yeah, that upset my senses.
That upset your senses.
It did. Yeah, it did. Again, I think that we're always influenced by what we see in the last moment. And what we've seen in the last moment from Ohtani has been pretty unbelievable. There's no question about it. I mean, again, he's the greatest player of this era. I mean, that's where I would leave it. I mean, he's not Willie Mays either. He's not. He just isn't. I mean, he's the greatest player of this era, which is that's a good thing to be. I mean, but... You know, I'm not. He has a long way to go in my mind before he joins the absolute upper echelon of the top five or six guys who have ever played. I just don't think he's there yet. Maybe he'll get there. We'll see. I watched that whole game last night. Now I'm up anyway.
So is that something to be proud
of? No, not really. It's actually sort of an issue. But yeah. No, I watched all 18 innings. And right to the end, right to the Freeman home run. Freeman had almost homered in his prior at bat as well. I mean, I don't know how many people stayed through all 18. I asked people on Twitter, and a number of people were still watching late. I don't know how many of them were there through the full 18. I'm not exactly sure how many made it through the entire deal. But yeah, look, there were some amazing performances. I mean, there really were. I mean, I thought that Lauer for the Blue Jays was unbelievable in terms of pitching, and it became a pitching matchup, and you know, the Dodgers bullpen actually held up pretty well last night, all things considered. I mean, it was last man standing, and for the Dodgers, the last man standing was Will Klein. Now, there are some things that happened here. Among others, first of all, Klein was amazing. Klein was not supposed to be on the roster. Klein was a last-second addition to the roster. He was not even supposed to be there, Ramona. He's pitching in the friggin' World Series in a game that tied for the longest game in the history of the World Series, over 700 games, tied for the longest game, and Klein was delivering the mail in those late innings, and he was doing it with a big smile on his face. Like, I mean, this guy should have been overwhelmed. He was anything but overwhelmed. At one point, late in the contest, I mean, these are some incredible things that happened last night. At one point, Ramona, we're in the 17th inning, whatever inning it was, at this point. And Klein is having trouble with his cleats. He's got mud stuck in his cleats, so he needs a kid to come out and bring him, you know, a tongue depressor to get the mud out of his cleats. So the kid brings him the tongue depressor, and he's trying to get the mud out of his cleats, but he can't balance. So at one point, he hands the tongue depressor to the kid. He leans on the kid so that the kid can get the mud out of his cleats. And Klein, the whole time, has a big smile on his face, and he's patting the kid on the back, thanking him and everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This stuff is in the 18th inning of the World Series. I mean, in the decisive Game 3, where the winner of Game 3 wins the series 70% of the time, Klein is acting like he's in his backyard playing with the neighborhood kid. You know, I mean, that's what he's acting like. And this guy, again, who wasn't even supposed to be there in the biggest moment of his life, is just completely acing the exam. Just amazing. And then there's the rest of the story, which, if you weren't up, I don't even think people know. The Dodgers were warming up Yamamoto. Yamamoto was coming in. Had it gone one more half inning, Yamamoto was going to be the Dodgers' next pitcher. Why does that matter? Because he was their last pitcher. He was the starter who went the distance in Game 2. He went the distance in Game 2, the last game. He was coming back to pitch. He volunteered. He told the Dodgers he wanted in. I mean, this is the stuff that baseball's been lacking for a million years. You know, and you know, Smoltz and company, they were amazed. They were astonished. They couldn't believe that Yamamoto was doing this. This is the way it used to be. It's the way it used to be. But it took Yamamoto to have the cojones to want to actually do this. And he was going to do this thing. He was warming up in the bullpen. He was coming in next. He was the next Dodgers pitcher. You know, because earlier they had asked him, and they said, well, you know, we may have to go to a position player. No. Yamamoto said, no, screw the position player stuff. I'm pitching next. So he was the next move. He was warming up in the bullpen. The Dodgers were going to bring him in next, had this inning extended any further. And then Freeman ended it with the walk-off home run over the center field wall. And you know, look, there's a stretch there where you have some tough decisions where, like, they walked Ohtani to get to Betts and Freeman. I mean, those are tough decisions. You make it because Ohtani's the best player in the game, and you have to do that. Look, Ohtani went through a stretch where he's on base 9 straight times. I mean, he walked 5 times. In his last 7 official at-bats, he had 5 home runs and 2 doubles. That's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good. Again, he's clearly, again, the best player of this era. I think that's true, regardless of what he goes on to ultimately do. But, you know, he has more work to do from a historical standpoint, and we'll see whether he accomplishes that. I mean, things go wrong with players, too. You know, Tiger Woods at one point looked like he would certainly pass Jack Nicklaus's win total, major win total. Obviously, that's never happening. So things happen. You know, things get you know, sidetracked. You know, in Tiger Woods' case, you know, in Tiger Woods' cases, you have distractions and injuries. Distractions and injuries. In Ohtani's cases, you have, you know, alleged gambling and that kind of stuff. You just never know. You never know. I mean, the man's been here for 8 years. He's still using an interpreter.
Oh, he's the one that claimed it was his interpreter.
Yeah.
Or his bodyguard.
Yeah, and he's still using
right?
an interpreter 8 years. So that makes it
well,
easy.
I mean, you know, it's convenient.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Sorry,
right.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
Do you understand your rights? No.
Right, exactly.
No.
He can make jokes in English. But he can't face any questions in English, which is a little odd. Yeah, it's a little odd. But in any case, it really was an amazing game. I was up for it, like I said. I'm up anyway, so it's not like a big deal to me. But people wanted to watch the end of it. I had a number of people who were there at inning 14 and that kind of thing. But by inning 18, they were all gone except maybe for Shane at that point. You know, you get this issue of whether, I heard Ben and Kwok mention this, about whether what we do in the regular season is the right thing or what we do in the playoffs is the right thing with the Ghost Runner. I think the Ghost Runner is just ridiculous. I don't think it should exist at all. I don't care what you're taxed by. I mean, it's how it always was. It's. I think that's the dumbest thing ever, and I just think it's awful for baseball. Listen, you don't lose fans because you play extra innings. The people who love baseball want extra innings the regular way. The people who love baseball want extra innings the biblical way, okay? That's what we want. We don't want any friggin' ghost runners. We just don't. It's so stupid.
That's stupid.
It really is.
I think it's stupid, too.
Right. It is just stupid. If you get locked in an extra inning game. And look, I understand in the regular season, over a long season, where you want to maintain your pitchers
and
stuff.
Yeah, but it's the World Series.
Right.
Think about the people that...
we don't do it in the World Series. Again. Oh. No. Well. They that shows you how dumb it is. They scrap it in the playoffs. They only use it in the regular season, then scrap it in the playoffs. That tells you how dumb it is. You know? But my contention is, and look, you knew it as a kid. I went to 20-inning games. I think that's what baseball is. It's supposed to be. It has a way to end the game, and if you end it in the 10th or 11th, the natural way, the biblical way, then fine. If you don't, then you play longer. That's the way it is. Too bad. Cry me a friggin' river.
Where do you think the expression "free baseball" comes from?
Right.
People want more baseball.
Right. Exactly. And if this is somehow to acquiesce to the people who don't love baseball, they're not watching by the 10th inning.
They're not watching it anyway.
Right, they're not watching anyway. If they watch an inning, you're lucky. But they're certainly not watching by the 10th inning. So the only thing you're taking away is you're taking away from the purists. That's why among those rules that they introduced, I was really fine with pretty much all of them. I don't like the limitations on throwing to first. I think it just gives runners stolen bases, and it screws with the historical numbers, as does the pizza box-sized bags. But that's neither here nor there. I'm okay with all those. The one I'm not okay with is the Ghost Runner. I just think it's stupid, and I don't like it. I don't like it in the regular season. I certainly don't want it in the playoffs. That would have deprived us from one of the great playoff games in history, which we had. Last night, I mean, one of the great playoff games in history. Again, you know, it's played on the left coast, and I don't know how many people on the East Coast are still watching at 2:30 in the morning. Baseball was still being played, Ramona, at 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So I understand why people had to tap out. I do. But it was really amazing. And quite honestly, the Blue Jays went like six innings without getting a runner into scoring position, so they didn't have many good opportunities. The Dodgers had some chances. Both teams left lots of men on base. The Blue Jays left a ton of men on base, but that sort of quieted down in the later innings. At one point, in the more normal part of the game, the Blue Jays had actually left 15 guys on. And the Blue Jays obviously suffered some key losses. And and that hurt their cause in a game that, you know, they had a legitimate chance to win, obviously, over and over and over again. Honestly, I was rooting for the Blue Jays. I don't like rooting for Canada, but I was rooting for the Blue Jays, Ramona. I don't know why. The Dodgers are like sort of the evil empire. I don't actually hate them, though. I don't hate them. And when you see some of these guys, like when you see what Will Klein did last night, hard to hate. This guy's out there, Ramona, he's sort of a bigger dude. You know, he's got a little, you know, he probably needs to get on the weight loss program. But he's got a big, you know, scraggly orange beard, that you know looks like he's been living in the West Virginia mountains for the last 30 years. He's got one of those beards, but he's got this big smile on his face. He wasn't even supposed to be there. He's having the time of his friggin' life. He's out there, you know, laughing with the kid, patting him on the shoulder, smiling at him for helping him with his cleats and everything else. I mean, you know, that's the stuff that baseball is supposed to be about. And we would have been deprived of that without the bonus time. But, you know, and again, I don't know. It seems to me like there are a lot of people that I correspond with on Twitter who all think the same thing. We don't like the ghost runner. We don't like it regular season. We don't like it in the playoffs. But yeah, if you made it through it, it was a pretty amazing ending. And I know some of you just don't care about baseball, and you certainly don't care about the Dodgers or the Blue Jays, and I get that. But just for the sport's sake, what happened last night was good for business. It was. Now again, East Coast, 2:30. I don't know how many eyes are on it, so I don't know how good that is for business when all people can do is read about it. But I get that people had to tap out of that. I'm just, you know, I'm a vampire and I'm up at that time. So to me, it was nothing. By the way, I just had one of the most incredible sandwiches that I have ever had in my life. That's a fact. And I'm going to be telling you more about that. When am I telling you more about that?
Thursday,
I'm telling you more about that. I might tell you a little bit more about that before then. But Thursday, I'll be telling you more about that because I just had one insane roast beef sandwich. And what's it called? It's called the Stump House Tunnel. Is that right? The one I had?
I think so, yes.
Stump House Tunnel on a bagel. I had it on an onion bagel. It's loaded with roast beef and all sorts of goodies, including lots of blue cheese, which I love, as you know. It's the American way. Truth, justice, and blue cheese. Walt Neptune Road Rage. Quick break. I have two incredible auction items for you today. Two. We're going to talk a lot of college football. You know, it's funny. Quack and Ben were talking a little bit about the transfer portal on my way in. About the transfer portal on my way in. And that was actually on my agenda today, talk about the transfer portal specifically as it relates to Clemson. So we're going to do that when we come back. And more, and we'll get these auction items going as well. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at newtonscottsignaturehomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
We'll be right back.
was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a free-born man. Home is on my back. I know every inch highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Walt up to the road range. I'm just going to tell you, have you eaten your sandwich yet?
I have not.
Okay. First of all, we have an auction coming up. That's Thursday from our friends at Iron Horse Steamers. Iron Horse Steamers, Ramona, is located. Give me that address again. I'm bad with the addresses. Give me the address you just gave me. Iron Horse Steamers.
106 South Pendleton Street in Easley.
That sandwich that I just say is one of the greatest sandwiches I have ever put in my mouth. As God is my witness, it's on a bagel. It was piled high with roast beef and a bunch of other things. And I don't even remember what was in it. It just all sounded good to me because it has blue cheese on it. And they don't spare the blue cheese. That sandwich was frigging unbelievable. And those good people. And first of all, Ramona, so I didn't see yours. Did you get this little black bag, too? They give this to everybody?
I did.
So it seems like they give this to everybody with takeout, then. This is not your normal paper sack. That's not what this is. This is some sort of like fancy bag that that folds over the top that your sandwich comes in. You know what? Honestly, that's the kind of stuff, personally, I don't really care about. All I care about is that sandwich that's on the inside. And that sandwich was unbelievable.
You ate the one with the blue. When he said it had blue cheese on it, I was like, oh, okay.
That's why I ordered it.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know the blue cheese.
Yeah. I've made this clear to everybody. Like even, you know, with the Moretti's wings, you don't go for the ranch. You always go for the blue cheese as a good red-blooded American. So that sandwich, it's just insane. I got I think it was called the Stump House Tunnel. I think that's what mine was called.
I think that's because I kept going, it's called what?
Yeah, I think it was the Stump House Tunnel. Yeah, it took me like telling you 17 times for you to get that order straight.
So I didn't know what I was trying to write.
I know. So I had that, and then I have some sort of piece of pie or something it looks just absolutely incredible. I don't know what that is. It's a piece of pie of some sort. I don't know what it is. I haven't tried that yet. I'm sure it is incredible. It looks unbelievable. So
I think it's called butter cookie pie.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And again, when we look at...
You got the last piece, though.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Good. And so that means somebody else didn't get it. I feel badly for you.
Yeah. It's called cookie butter pie.
Don't worry. Don't worry, person who didn't get it. I'll tell you all about it. So we have an auction coming up from our friends at Iron Horse Steamers. That's on Thursday. So Daredevil Sarah, you missed out on the food, but more great food is coming your way. Do you know what we're auctioning?
I haven't looked at it
either. All right. But let me set up today. All right. Today, I have these two things, and I'm going to auction them simultaneously. I'm going to tell you what I need for an open. One of these should be gone like in 5 minutes, all right? From our friends at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, and I have more info on Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, and that's Greenville's trusted shop for off-road parts and truck accessories. Brandon and his team aren't not just installers, they're enthusiasts. See, that's what we're talking about. You know, they're off-roaders. They know they live the life. From trail days to truck builds, they live this lifestyle. See, I didn't even know that, Ramon. It's the next line. They live this lifestyle and bring that passion into every project. Specializing in off-road and 4x4 parts, overland parts, accessories, truck accessories, Rhino lying spray-on bed liners, and that's what we're talking about here, and fleet upfitting solutions. Whether you're a weekend adventurer, a working professional, a managing a commercial fleet, we're here to help you build a vehicle that works harder, performs better, stands up to anything. Whether you drive a Toyota, Jeep, Ford, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Nissan, or anything else, we've got the parts, experience, and capability to help you upgrade it. We specialize in solutions tailored to your specific build and need. From daily drivers to dedicated off-road or overland rigs to commercial fleet vehicles, we understand what our customers want because we want the same things. Functionality, performance, and style that's made to last. Our team treats every vehicle like it's our own with careful craftsmanship and attention to detail, and that's exactly what you are looking for. And Ramona, you have their address, do you not? Because I don't see it right in front of me at the moment. But I mean, great people, and they have, I know they're in Greenville, but see, give me their address if you have it. Courtesy of our friends at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, they are donating a Rhino Lining bed liner. And that is absolutely awesome. So we had a Rhino Lining bed liner courtesy of our friends at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters. So if you've been thinking about having that done, now is the time to do it. You support a great cause and you get these incredible people to line your vehicle with the Rhino Lining. And Rhino Lining is awesome. And it's just, it's the best of the best.
You want their address?
Yeah.
They're at 120. Pelham Road in Simpsonville.
Okay. That's that value is well over $600. So let's get going on that. I need an opening bid on that of I'll take $350 to open. $350 to open and $100 increments. All right. $350 to open, $100 increments. You know the reason for the season. I'll take $1,000 to close it. You want to make it yours. That's what I would do. Great cause. Great way to get your truck done from our friends at Rhino, from our friends at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters with Rhino Lining bed liner. So let's get going on that. I need a bid of $350 or more. Again, I'd prefer a power bid. I prefer somebody just make it your own for $1,000 and just claim it. I'd really like to do that. And then, additionally, we're going to run a parallel auction from our friends at ProSource of Greenville. I do not have what I'm looking for here. Yeah, I'm going to have to set this one up after because I don't have what I need here. We have lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Again, did anybody else make it through 18 last night? I don't know what the text line is saying. I need to check the text line. 9-4-0 says Stumphouse Tunnel is above Walhalla. Yeah, no, I know that. I know what it is, and I get that. But yeah, the sandwich itself is unbelievable. Text says butter cookie and pie. Count me in. Yeah, the pie looks absolutely incredible. Text said the Jays took themselves out of the game by pinch hitting and running for too many of the good hitters. Came back to bite them an extra. That did hurt them a little. That's always a threat. How about this, Ramona? Texas said Iron Horse is legit. Capillaire's crazy good. Said the Mulligan is delicious. That's from Jack and Easy. Well, I would have a hard time moving off this Stumphouse Tunnel for me personally right now because, I mean, the thing is so friggin' good that I would have a hard time moving off that. I had a hard time deciding, though. Because there were so many.
I got an opening bid for the bedliner stuff.
Oh, awesome. Who's that from?
$500 from Gamecock Chill.
From Gamecock who?
Chill.
I still didn't get
Chill.
It. Jill?
Chill.
Chill.
Like cold.
Oh, okay. Chill.
He calls
Chill.
The shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know. We know Gamecock Chill. That's what we're talking about, Gamecock Chill. Way to go. Way to get us going. Perfectly good. Perfectly good. Texas said, I thought Will Klein looked Amish. He did. Big Amish dude on the hill last night in the wee hours of the morning with a big smile in the most pressure situation of his entire lifetime, and he was immune to all of it. It was absolutely, absolutely incredible. It really was. Texas said, I do agree with pitch timing and batter timing because some of these ales stay at the plate forever messing with nonsense. Look, I'm with you on that. I agree with you on that. That speeds the game up, and I agree with that completely. That's probably my favorite part of the rules, speeding up in that regard. That's probably the one I like best. I don't love the big pizza box size bases. I don't love that. I don't hate it, though. It doesn't really matter to me. I don't really like the fact the pitcher's so limited in throwing over to first. That changes the stolen base numbers to me, but I'm okay with that. I understand why they're doing it. The only one I don't like the Ghost Runner at all. And by the way, Brooke knew exactly what restaurant we were talking about. As soon as I said great sandwich on a bagel, she knew what I was talking about. How about that, Ramona? Texter said, Dodgers suck. They poach every good player off of their teams. Need a salary cap. Well, you know, that's the old story. Now, look, they've not been dominant in Major League Baseball, and the Yankees franchise hasn't been dominant when they had money. You know, it takes more than that. It takes a great team. I mean, when the Yankees were winning all those World Series with Joe Torre, they were doing it with largely homegrown players. So it hasn't really been that the teams with the most money have completely dominated the sport of baseball. It looks that way in this moment in time, in this snapshot. Certainly the Dodgers could be on their way to another World Series title. And the Blue Jays payroll is also, I think number 5 or 6 in Major League Baseball. So they're up there too. I think the dilemma is, and I think this is where the texter's really right. The dilemma is all these small market teams whose owners don't care, and they're just using baseball as a write-off. And that's disgusting that these teams from these smaller markets and some of these historical baseball cities like John Hight in Pittsburgh, seriously. I mean, I feel his pain. I mean, it sucks to be a Pirate fan because you know your owner blows oats and he just doesn't care about winning. And that's a shame. Waltip, Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile 1 and 2 story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900 square foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the Upstate.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the Upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Fall means football, tailgates, and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our 2 convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the Upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the Upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
It's time to drink pink at Palmetto Distillery in Anderson. All month long, Palmetto Distillery is donating a portion of their sales of pink drinks and pink flavors to the Roars Tigers for Tatas campaign. So what are you waiting for? Join them at one of their trivia nights, live music events, or just drop by to check out their ready-to-drink cocktails, moonshine, or sippin' creams. Drink pink at Palmetto Distillery all month long to give back to Tigers for Tatas. 200 West Benson Street in Anderson.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. The Potter Edge, he rested as he went along his way. When on a cloud tonight he heard a rat's music song, plowing through the ragged skies, half a powder throng.
Walt F. Tulip Road Range, we are back. So, so Ramona, so I just ate that piece of pie during the break.
Yes. Was it good?
Oh, my freaking God. This is insane. I mean, it's like the richest, most sinfully delicious pie I've ever tasted in my life. Oh, my God. You know, I don't know why those people need us, to be honest, Ramona. That food is so amazing. It's just incredible. And then Ramona, on top of that, I think my friend Shelly sent us a care package. Is that right?
Yeah, she sent us some donuts.
Sent us donuts. So we have donuts, too, on top of all that.
Thank you.
Yes, that's just unbelievable. Thank you so much, Shelly. It's very nice of you. All right. Well, let's just square up some things. We're at $500 for the rhino lining from Gamecock.
Correct.
Chill. All right, the next bid on that needs to be $600 or more. 1,000 closes it. You know, like I tell you all the time, we warned yesterday, act, and people didn't act, and you know, the food package of courtesy of Caroline's Cakes went in like 2 seconds for the buy it now of $1,000. All right, so I would suggest that on the rhino linings, too. Let's go. Somebody come in and make it yours for $1,000. You know the reason for the cost. And then there's this. This is from our friends at ProSource in Greenville. Actually, Ramona, if you don't mind, because I'm actually on the faucet page. Give me ProSource's address as well. But this is from the House of Roll. Now, I'm going to have to explain this, okay? These people are donating. ProSource donating a $2,000 faucet. All right, it's a $2,000 faucet. In fact, Ramona went to 7-8 different websites to check this faucet and at various markets. It was anywhere from $1,800 to $2,400 wherever she looked. So it's
that is correct.
It's $2,000.
I checked it out.
Right.
I was like, wow.
Right. It's $2,000 everywhere. And, you know, and I realize at first that sounds like a lot for a faucet, but, you know, you expect to put your faucet in and then for it to be there, and this is going to be there. This is the Perrin and Row of London Georgian era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray, and it comes in 7 different flavors, if you will. polished chrome, the English bronze, that'd be my choice. Not that that matters to your kitchen. English gold, polished.
Your choice?
Right, right. My choice probably doesn't matter to you. It shouldn't. I mean, if you have like a white kitchen, you probably don't want polished bronze, you know? Polished nickel, maybe. They have polished nickel. They have satin English gold. They have satin nickel. And they have unlacquered brass, which is nice too. Like, again, just personally, like my taste, I'm going English bronze. My next choice would be unlacquered brass. That's how I would do it. So when I had my kitchen redone, and I don't have a big kitchen, I started thinking about this because I haven't priced faucets. I don't have any idea, right? So when I had my kitchen redone, I had to put in a faucet, and I wanted something that looked old, you know, and bronzy. And so I found one, and it was $300. And I thought that was a lot at the time. I don't know how long ago this was. The year thing only works for me with sports. So I don't know how long ago that was, but I decided, you know, go check that faucet that I bought, see what it is now. The faucet that I paid $300 for X number of years ago is now $600 and something.
And so that makes sense.
And that one, like, has a bunch of plastic stuff. You know, there's plastic. This there's no plastic in this.
This is a nice one. Right. I'm looking at right. it, too. And it comes in all them different colors. Right. You should be able to find your kitchen.
Exactly. It's absolutely stunning. There's no way around it. It's a Georgian era look. It's the parent and row of London. Georgia era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray, and you can go to the website and check it out on the House of Roll, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's stunning, and you know, it has the big tall center faucet that, you know, loops over and comes halfway down, and it looks, you know, old. That's what it looks like. Georgian era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray. And again, available in 7 different flavors, if you will. And the value on this is over $2,000. All right. I want to get going on this today. And I realize this takes someone with a need, someone who's, you know, remodeling their kitchen or just wants a different faucet. Tired of the faucet, you have a chance to get an unbelievable value today on this. I don't know what it's going to wind up going for. I have no idea, all right? But I'm telling you right now, just to buy my faucet again is $600, and my faucet is nowhere near this thing, not even remotely close. There are plastic pieces in mine, and it was over $600. It's over $600.
They're in Greenville, 200 Industrial Drive.
That's ProSource, you mean?
Yes.
So those are the wonderful people who donated this faucet. So here's what I'm going to do, just to get us going. I'm going to start it for $350, the same amount that we started the other one for. So I need a $350 bid to open it. This is a $2,000 faucet. It's 100% legit. It's absolutely stunning. Trust me, you will love it. So if you're in the market for a new faucet, if you're remodeling your kitchen, now is the time. I don't know what it goes for, but I know this. You can't get this for less than $1,800 anywhere. Ramona priced it at 7-8 different places. It was $1,800 to $2,400, and I'm opening it for $350 just to get us going, all right? From that point on, I'm going to need... I'll take $100 increments, all right? But I need $350 to get going on that, and we should already have that because this is insane. That's 1/6 of the price, all right? Somebody should be all over this instantly. If this thing doesn't approach $2,000, you're going to get like the value of a lifetime. And it's need based, but if you need it, if you don't like your faucet right now, now is the time. Now is the time. So somebody get in, and this was, you know, the reason for the season. You know what we're doing here. This was incredibly generous of ProSource to donate a $2,000 faucet. And like I said, it's $2,000 anywhere you look. And Ramona priced it at 7-8 different places. And as I said, it was $1,800 to $2,400. Right now, I'll take a $350 bid to open it. Now, I will slam my head against the wall and never do this again if it winds up going for that. But let's get going on that, all right? Somebody come in and get us started on that, and we should have that already. All right. And we will try to check the... Texter said you might need an Ozempic shot by the time you leave the station tonight. There we go, Romano. There's our opening bid right there. Right at the top. You see it?
I gotcha.
We get a bid of $400. So that's what... If this thing goes anywhere near that, you're getting the value of a lifetime. But $400. Next bid on it has to be $500 or more. So let's get going. Texter said, what's a ghost runner? Major League Baseball has a rule now in extra innings where when you get to extra innings, you start an inning with a runner on second base. Not a runner who earned the spot, a runner who just starts on second base randomly. And ghost runner is really not appropriate, but that's what it's come to be known as. Because there is actually a runner that goes to second. So it's not like some invisible thing like you played with in school. So it's not any of that. All right, we're well underway on both auctions. Let's kill it. By the way, the buy it now on the faucet is the $2,000. That's the buy it now. I'm not going less than that for the buy it now because that's not even the value. So the buy it now is $2,000, and we'll see where it goes. We're at $400 on the faucet. We're at $500 on the Rhino lining. So let's kick it up and let's see what we can get to on these. And again, every dollar goes to the Tigers for Tatas campaign. So let's get going. That text is 100% right. I am going to need an Ozempic shot by the end of the day. That's a fact. It's absolutely amazing. Oh. Shelly stayed up and watched the whole game. She said, I don't even like baseball, but it was riveting. How about that? So there were other people that stayed up and watched the entirety of the game last night. And we got rewarded. We got rewarded without question. You can get in 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. So that's where we are. Do we have an upgrade on something?
I got a $500 bid
on the faucet. Okay, good. Who's that from?
Clemson Tommy in Antraville.
Awesome. Thank you, Clemson Tommy. So we're at $500 on the faucet, and again, we are one quarter of the value. Like I said, my faucet now. Actually, because my faucet has plastic pieces. It all looks bronze, and I guess some of it is metal. So it's, you know, it's funny. It's like you use it every day, and I don't even really think about it now. but my faucet, which was $300 when I bought it, is now over $600 just for that faucet. There are no plastic pieces in this faucet. This is like a stately beauty of the Georgian era. You know, it looks old. It's just absolutely stunning. So if you're doing your kitchen, man, this is it, and you have a chance to get an unbelievable value. We're at $500 on the faucet. Next bid has to be $600 or more. So who was the first bidder on that?
Was four.
Yeah, who was that? The first bidder.
Just have their number.
Just their number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need their name.
Well,
I'm asking them for their name.
Yes. So the first bidder, you can get in and top that. So we have some competition now for the faucet, which we should. Again, if this, you know, honestly, if this goes for less than $1,500, it's a crime. But so let's pick it up on that. And again, remember the reason for the season as well. It's you're never going to see a more beautiful faucet than this deal. It's just absolutely incredible. I see you waving to me. I see you in there. I see you doing all the airplane stuff. let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, cantycanfixit.com. All right, when we turn our attention to college football when we get back, we have lots of things to get to. We have the map poll, we have what I did, we have the games from last weekend to talk about. We have lots more to get to in the world of college football, but I want to start with some Clemson conversation, and I want to talk specifically about the portal when we get back, and what your shopping list is. That's what I want to know, because you people have been thinking about this. I know you have, and let's be clear. My best friend Morgan Thomas was talking to me and others on Twitter the other night about how, you know, well, the numbers don't show that all the portal teams, so you have to have a mix, blah, blah, blah. Well, listen, you have to keep up with the Joneses, and Clemson is not keeping up. I'm sorry. That's just the reality. And Clemson needs to portal up, and portal up in a big way, that, especially since you don't have an elite quarterback. And that's the first thing you got to fix. That's it. That's the first thing. It's not the offensive line. It's not the defensive line. The first thing you have to fix is the quarterback position. That's what you have to fix, because the last two guys haven't been it. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy, and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them specifically, hand prune those shrubs, they'll do